Hello and welcome to another episode of Gully Cricket to Bouncy Wicket podcast, and I'm your host Raja. As we were doing a series of IPL previews, we are joined by a super fan all the way from Bangalore for Punjab Kings. His name is Ram, and he is extremely active on Twitter, and he has got a huge Twitter following, and also has a lot of great insights that we see across the board about cricket and what is going on. So welcome Ram, welcome to our podcast, and we are very happy that you have been able to join us today.
Hey, hi, thanks a lot for having me here, Raja. It is a pleasure talking to you guys and sharing the insights about the IPL team, which I've been following from 4 years. It's nice to be here.
So let's, shall we just kick off then?
Yeah, sure.
Param, just tell me, how did you become a fan of Punjab Kings? Okay, it'll take a bit of you getting used to for us to call it Punjab Kings, but how did you become a fan of this?
Right from the beginning, like from 2008, I was an RCB fan, just for Rahul Dravid. Of course, it was my city. It is my city still. 2008 to 10, I was a hardcore RCB fan. Since Rahul Dravid left Bangalore and moved to RCB and moved to Rajasthan, I followed Rajasthan for 3 years then. And from 2014, there was no icon Karnataka player in the, KL Rahul and Karun Nair were just coming off age then. They were not superstars than what they are now, be it Mayank Agarwal or KL Rahul. But still, you know, 20, 21 year olds who are trying to make their mark at this level. So what I did from 2014 was just followed the games which had you know, more Karnataka players in them. For example, KKR had Manish Pandey and Robin Uthappa then. So I used to follow these, you know, games. Like, I did not, you know, religiously back any team, but I wanted all the Karnataka players to do well. From then, 2018, I think it was a Kings XI Punjab was basically a Kings XI Karnataka with Karun, Rahul, Mayank, and later, Anil Kumble taking over as a coach. So it became my team from then. And from 2018, I've been fan of Punjab, and the fact that now KL Rahul is the captain, so it's like this is my team, that kind of a feeling. And Mayank is there, he'll be opening with KL Rahul, so it's more like our guys representing. So it makes a lot of people don't think that way, a lot of people are still with RCB, but I think it's all about Karnataka players. So that's what matters to me. It's not about franchises.
That's brilliant. So, talking about the Punjab Kings, for last season, how did you feel they performed? What was the overall view on how they ended up?
See, last season was like a curate's egg for them. I mean, they were good in patches. And a few games, what probably they should have won, they lost it. I think the first game against Delhi Capitals, it was almost in their bucket and they just Mayank three-wit away by going for the glory. It was three balls, two runs or something like that, and they three-wit away. And then there was a one run which was erroneously called a short. Unfortunately, these are things which are part and parcel of the game. You can't have any control over them. But one game which actually strikes is the one which they lost against KKR, which was safely there. A couple of boundaries, if Rahul had hit a couple of boundaries, then the game would have been done and dusted. But they somehow, managed to, just mess it up, mess up the chase. I think I remember Prabhsimran Singh coming ahead of Maxwell and others, and they just messed it up. I mean, they were not chasing a huge one, 140 odd they were chasing, I guess, and they messed it up in the last 3 or 4 overs. And these kind of games, and they just lost. I mean, 2 or 3 games which they should have comfortably won, they lost it. And finally, till then, I think after 7 games, they were down and out, but still they came back with 4 or 5 victories on the trot. And they were in the hunt for the playoffs till the 14th game, which they played against the CSK. CSK was pretty much regenerated by then. They chased on 160, 150 odd with ease.
Correct.
Had they won one game, they would have been in the playoffs. So once you're in the playoffs, it's all about three good games or two good games. You can win the title. So unfortunately, for Punjab, they did not stick to a team, to be very honest with you. I think the think tank has a lot of blame to take for this. You pick someone like Krishnappa Gautam from RR, you trade him, you know his ability. I mean, Anil Kumble would be the best person to know about his ability coming from Karnataka. He's seen Krishnamba Gautam from his under 19 days. He's a very good hitter. He's a very good off spinner who's doing well, exceedingly well for Karnataka for almost like 5 to 6 years. I mean, the fact that he went for 9 crores this season says a lot of his, the belief what people have in his ability. So you get him, one bad game, you drop him, you pick him again after 6 games. And he's, taken to the cleaners by Pollard and I think Hardik Pandya, and he never plays a game. And that was beyond me, to be very honest. You know he's a match winner. That is why you traded him and still do not want to play him. And these kind of things, a lot of mistakes they did in the middle order. And they started off with Karun. Karun was nowhere close to what he was in the past. He was like, had two awful seasons with Karnataka at the first class level, but still he was in the playing 11 for the first 3 or 4 games. These kind of, the basic things. Sarfaraz was in the form of his life, but he was pushed down the order. He did not get a consistent run. And the think tank should take the blame for what happened last year. I think Anil Kumble would be the first to admit that they did not get it right for most of the games. And one game, they could have been in the playoffs. But having said that, looking at the history of Punjab, I think it was like, going by their standards, it was not an awful season, to be very honest. It was just a matter of getting one victory and they would have been in the playoffs, and they got only themselves to blame for this.
I completely agree. It was a case of nearly there but missing out. And I'm glad you mentioned the short run also, because I was just looking at the table that they finished. They finished at number 6, and if that short run decision wouldn't have gone against them, they would have finished at number 4, edging out RCB and making it to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Point. You pointed out a few problem areas already in this thing. So do you think that a part of this has been addressed in this auction? Because they've released players like Maxwell, Cottrell, Mujib, and they've let go of a lot of players from Karnataka also, like Krishnappa Gautam, Karun Nair, Jagadish Suchit. And they've added Malan, Jai Richardson, Shah Rukh Khan at a very high price, Riley Meredith, decent by Jalat Saxena, Moises Henriques, and Fabian Allen, and Saurabh Kumar and Utkarsh Singh. So what are your views on the auction? How did it go through?
To begin, I think the bowling was still their concern. Last year also, they were pretty thin in the bowling. They still do not have one bankable bowler. Shami is there, but still, I mean, he's also been taken to the cleaners in the death overs. They do not have a death over specialist. Someone like a Jasprit Bumrah or someone like a Malinga, Mumbai Indians had for all these days. There is still not one, bankable death over bowler where he can say that his 4 overs will not go for more than 30 runs. There is still not one bowler whom you can say that, he's going to win me a game where there is 1 over and 10 runs to defend. So that problem, I don't think that has been addressed. Jai Richardson, we don't know how good he's going to be in these conditions. He's done well in the BBL. We do not know his potential on these conditions, we do not know what's going to happen. And apart from that, if you look at their bowling, it's still thin. It is still thin. Apart from Mohammad Shami, there is no one Indian bowler who is bankable. Of course, Rajesh Vishnoi has showed a lot of promise. He's still an youngster, he's 19, 20, he's still learning. I think Murugan Ashwin had a decent season. And who are your other seamers? It's Arshdeep Singh, Ishan Porat, who are still young. I mean, at biggest stage, you at least need 2 or 3 bankable bowlers. Just like you have 2 or 3 match winners with the bat, you need at least a couple of bowlers who is going to give 8 overs and not go for more than 60, 70 and fetch you wickets. Unfortunately, Punjab has spent a lot of money on a few bowlers, but I don't think they are going to serve the purpose. They are not your bankable bowlers who are going to give you 4 overs and 30 runs and going to get you 2 or 3 wickets on a regular basis. I don't think that's been addressed. Of course, I mean, when you look at the way they went after players in the auction, you see that they wanted to come as a clean slate as far as the bowling was concerned. But I don't think the issue has been addressed. If you look at the fifth bowler was, I think, Jimmy Neesham on, I think, 2 or 3 games in the, last year IPL. Is Jimmy Neesham a genuine bowler? Can he give you 4 overs? I don't think so. And the same thing is going to happen this year. It's going to be Moises Henriques and Deepak Hooda who are going to be your fifth bowler. And you do not have 5 proper bowlers, then you're going to struggle. No matter how many you put on the board, what happened against Tevatia, that's going to happen again and again. You might be lucky at times, but you can't expect KL Rahul and Mayank Agarwal to give you a 50 runs plus start each and every time. You're going to get a few games, your batting is going to crumble. At that time, you would need your bowling to help you. But if you do not have enough firepower in your bowling to, win you games on a consistent basis. That's the truth.
Interesting thing that about the auction, that how it played out for Punjab Kings. How you mentioned that they went for a lot of players and they couldn't get them all. But they went in with the largest purse and they were left with the largest purse also. I think at the end of the auction, exactly, they still had around 18 or 19 crores left.
But I don't think they've got the players who are bankable. Especially they wanted to, they needed to concentrate on improving their bowling attack. I don't think they've addressed that concern. It's still there. The problem still persists.
In the squad that you've got, who would you pick as the player to watch out for, according to you?
Yeah, to me, I think it's going to be Mayank Agarwal. The simple reason why I'd say it's Mayank Agarwal is the way the intensity, with the aggression he played in the last season. He's made a few tinkering with his technique, so he struggled at the test level. But I think he's worked out. He's like a good T20 limited overs player also now. Apart from him being, the test match opener who's got 200s, I think he's figured out this T20. He's been playing IPL from 2011. I think last season was the first season where he was consistent in T20. Before that, you could see that his average was 18. I mean, for 10 years, you play IPL for 9 or 10 years, and if your average is still 18, that says a lot about how many opportunities he's wasted. So I think last year, he came of age. You could see that when KL Rahul was batting at a strike rate of 110, 120, Mayank was the one who actually, gave the Punjab the start which I actually wanted. I think his strike rate was more than 130, 140 on a consistent basis. And the one quality about Mayank Agarwal, he's equally good against spin as he is against the pace bowlers. You could see that, the ease with which he picks this, mystery spinners, the way he hits them right on the ground. He doesn't play across the ground. That is one strength which, not too many people have. He hits them straight. And I've hardly seen him miss time in his spinner. I've been following him right from the time he made his debut for Karnataka. But against spin, he's probably the best. I would rate him above KL Rahul and Karun Nair when it comes to, attacking the spinners. He's that kind of a player. And if he becomes a bit circumspect in the middle overs and, play accordingly, I think he's going to be a fantastic player to watch out for. I somehow feel that he's going to have a 500 run plus season, because the fact that he's been warming the bench for 3 to 4 months, he hasn't had enough game time. He's very determined now. He has to come back and show his worth. He's lost his place in the limited oversight in the Indian team. I think this is the nice opportunity for him to get back to this Indian team. There's so much competition in the Indian limited oversight. I think this is a great opportunity for Mayank. I'm sure that he's going to encash this opportunity. Opening the innings with KL Rahul, that's the best thing that can happen to him.
I agree. I think he'll be very hungry to prove himself and get back into the reckoning again. What about picks like, the David Malan? Are you excited
David
for...
Malan, Of course. I mean, he's probably number one T20 batsman at the moment. Four games against India, he struggled, but he still came to the party in the decider and, won the game for England. He has that potential. It seems that he probably has a bit of weakness against spin. But I think in the IPL, I'm sure that if he bats, I think he should be batting at 3. I don't see, Punjab going with Gale straight away. Gale is always a liability on the field and he doesn't bowl these days. So unless he's opening for you, I don't see any point in having Chris Gale, especially when you have someone like Pooran and David Malan waiting in the wings. I don't see they would risk with... Chris Gayle. I mean, I might be wrong. The think tank might have Chris Gayle opening from the beginning. But what that does is, KL Rahul and Mayank Agarwal may not open if Chris Gayle is in this side. And playing Chris Gayle at number 3, I don't feel that's the right approach, because you want him to use the, field restrictions to the fullest. So I feel that David Malan should be batting at 3. They've gone after him. They got him at a bargain price. The world number one T20 batsman. They got him at the bargain price. He is in the form of his life. That's what I believe, because apart from the few failures what he had in India, he had been a fantastic, year and a half before this. So he's great to have him in the team. I think he should be given a consistent run. at least 3 or 4 games to see how he goes. And if the top order is firing, I don't think there will be any issue. And of course, they have Nicholas Porin in the middle. So that is a solid middle order.
That's a brilliant point. Actually, what I was going through the schedule that Punjab Kings had this time around, and they're ending their season by playing 5 matches at the Chinnaswamy in Bangalore. So, you know, the idea that such powerful players, you know, having Chinnaswamy and at the way to finish, I think it will be a good advantage. Say, imagine Gail coming back to, you know, even if he gets a few opportunities right at the end. Coming back to Chinnaswamy, it will be amazing.
Knowledge would help. Anil Kumble, the coach.
Absolutely.
KL Rahul and Mayank Agarwal, and these guys are there. And I think there are a few people in the support staff as well. So I think the local knowledge will help. But is there going to be any assistant to the spinners? I'm not sure. Short boundaries, it depends on whom you play against, the opposition you play. I mean, they too, the opposition also might have same firepower in the batting. So this is the problem, you know, when you play in Bangalore, it's about your batting versus our batting. Who hits the farthest, they're going to win. I mean, the bowling doesn't come into picture. That is the problem what happens when you have true pitches. So I think, Punjab have all their bases covered as far as batting is concerned. That's what, your bowling might not win you games when your batting, lets you down. That is one problem, which is, I'm sure it's going to hurt them this season as well. And I'm hoping that I'm proven wrong, but Moises Hendricks is not an all-rounder who is going to give you 4 overs. At best, he can give you a couple of overs. When there is some assistant in the pitch, he can give you 4 overs. He what bowls dibbly dobblies of 120, 125. So when the pitch is holding up, he's a great weapon to have. But on a true pitch, he's going to be taken to the fielders. And you got to play him because you don't have any other genuine all-rounder who can bat and bowl to you for you. Chris Jordan was someone who was spoken very highly of, but his wheels came off last year in the death overs. I think one game he probably managed to win us, but apart from that, he's been pretty ordinary with the ball. And you don't need Chris Jordan to be bailing you out as a batsman down the order. So I am sure they'll be going with Moises Hendricks, that's the problem area for them. The fifth bowler is still going to hide them.
Right. And since you mentioned the backroom staff also pretty regularly this time, so it's a good aspect that I felt that they've retained the core of Kumble, Andy Flower and Jonty Rhodes this time, right? I think usually Punjab is some team that discards their coaching staff as regularly as the squad itself. Because in the last 3-4 years, we've had multiple coaches like Mike Hessen and Brad Hodge also for a bit. And Sehwag. I think retaining this core is also an important part too if you want to build a culture.
Exactly. So and that is where they've been found wanting. That's been their, they've been found wanting for more than a decade now. This is what, the 14th IPL? In 13 years, they've probably made to the playoffs only twice. Twice or thrice. I think twice, I guess. So, when you look at that, what's been their problem? I mean, they're not patient enough. They want instant success. That happens only when you build the team. I think Anil Kumble is not someone who is going to, just sit back and relax and not do anything. He is going to come hard this time. He'll have his plans. Hopefully, if the players, respond to his, call and, they play according to his, whatever the plots he has, They have a good team. They're still a decent team. They have a few loopholes in their side, but still a decent side. I'm sure that this think tank, the management showing the faith in this think tank has probably given them that kind of a leeway what they wanted. I think this time they can express themselves. Yeah, the constant chopping and changing is not there now. So that's probably going to help. And Anil Kumble, I'm sure he's not going to let this opportunity go. He has a point to prove, after being out of the Indian side as a coach. I think he has a point to prove. I think if he gets his team into playoffs or say about finals or even winning is still takes a lot. I personally don't think that unless, they play their top game and they end up being lucky. I don't think this team has everything, has all the bases covered to win the champion title. But you never know in T20, anything can happen. Anything can win on the given day. But I think Anil Kumble, being the mentor and helping these youngsters is going to help them in building a core team, which might not win this year, but in the longer run, it's going to benefit Punjab teams a lot. That's what I firmly believe.
No, that's a good point that you're making. And but you know, like the there is a lot. There are a couple of parallel stories if I can add to that.
Yeah.
Because say you know, like Delhi Daredevils also, they rebranded their this thing. They had a young inexperienced captain that they pushed to the forefront, like a Shreyas Iyer who's delivered for the last 2 years. And say a similar situation was the Punjab Kings found themselves to be in, where their the captain that was picked was not available, and they had made a person like KL Rahul who hadn't been at a leadership role till then. So do you think Kumble and KL relationship could mature into something like a Shreyas and a Ricky Ponting relationship?
Yeah, I see. KL was I don't think he has led Karnataka even in one game, be it first class or T20. He hasn't led. It's always been Vinay Kumar and Manish Pandey for us, and I don't think he was ever like. He was a vice captain when Karnataka won the Vijay Hazare Trophy last year, 2019 that was. So I think he was groomed to be the next captain at Karnataka. I don't think he'll be playing for Karnataka on a regular basis. But having said that, having Anil Kumble helps these youngsters a lot. I mean, they can hone their captaincy skills under Anil Kumble. And to be very honest, Anil Kumble is one captain which probably India should have had for a longer run. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But Anil Kumble has all the prerequisites that he has, the shrewd skills, thinking ability. He can help any team, to be very honest. And he was someone who led Karnataka to the Ranji Trophy, I think, after 14-15 years. He was under his leadership. So he's got the leadership qualities. KL can hone his skills under Anil Kumble. I'm sure about that. KL is not someone, he's not a natural leader, to be very honest. But I think he can hone his skills. No one is a natural leader, come on, to be very honest. But he will learn. True. Basically, I think it was the first year with the Punjab as a captain. He made a few mistakes. And I could say that, taking off Krishnappa Gautam when he went for just one bad over and he never gave his statement another over. He knows how good Krishnappa Gautam is. Any bowler, even Dale Steyn went for 20-25 runs at times. So any bowler on any given day can go for runs. But you need to back your bowlers. You need to back your players. And that's the basic thing any captain should have. And, KL is learning. Hopefully, he should be ready. I think it's been 1 year. I think he has led in 14 games. He would have learned his skills by now. And having Anil Kumble there, it's probably going to help him. And let's see. I think Mayank, I don't think Mayank is considered as a leader at any level. So I don't think they have named any vice captain as such in KL's absence. So there is still a void there. Who next on this stuff? So they're seeing KL as a long-term investment, probably a captain for 4 or 5 years and have a KL brand, just like the RCB has Virat Kohli brand. And the fact that he's regular at the Indian level. So that's the brand they want. And KL, of course, he'll learn. That's great.
We hope that happens this time around. So, Ram, who are your starting 11 for the first game?
Yeah, sure. Let me begin. To me, I think I'm going to take this gamble with, not having Chris Gayle in the 11 to begin. I don't know how good he is. He might be rusty. He's not playing competitive cricket. So, I'll start with KL Rahul and Mayank Agarwal opening. At 3, I will have David Malan. At 4, I will have Pooran. At 5, Huda. Huda had a decent season last year. So then my number 6 would be Moises Hendricks, who could give you a few overs and also, is very good down the order. And Shah Rukh Khan will be my number 7. Now, this is where the problem area for the Punjab starts. Now, Jai Richardson as a bowler, we don't know how good he will be in these conditions. Rajesh Bishnoi had a decent season last season, so he'll be by number 9. And Murugan Ashwin at number 10 and Shami at number 11. And now, if you look at this playing 11, there are 4 frontline bowlers: Jai Richardson, Bishnoi, Ashwin, and Shami. And your 5th bowler, your last 4 overs will be that should be bowled between Hendricks and probably Deepak Hooda, who was a bit of off spin. Now, no matter how many permutation and combination you make this team, the 5th bowling option still remains like pretty weak. You get any player in the 11, you take out Moises Hendricks, you get another player. It is actually spoiling their balance. If they had one player in the top 5 or 6 who was decent enough, at least a part-time or someone like a Suresh Raina or someone like that, it would have helped the team balance a bit. KL Rahul doesn't bowl, Mayank doesn't bowl, Malan doesn't bowl, Pooran doesn't bowl. So this is the problem area. This is one area which I'm really concerned about Punjab. you win all most of the games when you have 3 overs and 50 runs to defend, 40 runs to defend. You might lose if you don't have bankable bowlers. That is where they've been found wanting. I'm not sure how good Shami will be this season. I think he's, if he comes off, he's an international bowler, a test bowler. If he comes off well, it will be well and good. Otherwise, again, I mean, they'll have to fall back to Ashdeep Singh or Ishan Poral. I'll be interested to see how Ishan Poral goes. He should be getting a few games. He has space. So apart from that, there is not really much promise in the, you know, in the bench strength as well. I think Shahrukh Khan probably is their answer. He has all the shots. I mean, he is a bit, you know, unconventional. But he knows to pick those gaps and play these audacious shots, you know, which normally you don't see top order batsmen playing. But he plays those. And that's the reason he's been picked. And, you know, I mean, you need these kind of players, you know, who are those X factors. You don't know what to expect from them. Suddenly, you know, they might play a cheeky shot and get out at times. At times, that cheeky shot might fetch you a victory. So, I mean, this is a gamble what they have taken. I don't know whether he, you know, he's worth that amount. But, you know, it's their call. And they feel that he can do the job for the team. So, you never know. At number 6 or number 7, he can be the player you're watching out for. Because you let go someone like Krishnappa Gautam, who was well slated to do the dual role. Now, the fact that you don't have anyone, a dasher at 6 or 7, you had to get someone, and it was Shahrukh Khan for them. And I'm sure that, you know, he had a great Mustaq Ali this season. He's in very good form.
And also, I'm from, at least from my end, I feel I'm really excited to see how what Fabian Allen is doing, will get to do, because he's rated very highly, and he's basically sat on the bench at SRH. So and that they picked him up at a good price, a base price of 75 lakhs, and it, he could also be that finisher role that you are looking at for as a Moises Henriques kind of a slot.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, correct. But yeah, but the thing is that you can play only 4 foreign players, and
correct,
leave out Puran and Malan and the one bowler. So for the one slot, for the fourth slot, there will be a lot of competition. So, you know, if you don't perform in the given opportunities, 2 or 3 opportunities, at the max you can get. If you don't perform, correct, again, they'll have to make a few changes. This is the, I mean, like a jigsaw puzzle, you know, the four foreign players will have to be match winners in their own right. And even if one is not performing, you're already behind. So that is one thing which actually with Maxwell, they suffered. They gave him 13 games. He was dropped for the last game. Who knows, 14 games he might have won you. I mean, that's the thing, you know. That's Maxwell for you. And but still, he has gone for some record price. So that is one thing. They were extremely patient with Maxwell. Hopefully, they gave at least 50% of the opportunities to these guys, the new guys, the new foreign players. They might deliver for you.
Right. Let's hope they've already done a lot of changes with their, not just with the squad, but with the new name and all that. And I hope this brings in a new spirit as well for the Punjab franchise, and they do better this time around, because we need a team, we need that just adds to the competition and it makes things more exciting, because,
More often than not, you see a couple of teams languishing down the bottom where 5 or 6 teams are on the top. And when 2 teams are out of the competition within a couple of weeks, I mean, there will be a lot of dead rubbers. We don't want that to happen. You know, is it
correct?
Hopefully, all the 8 teams come to the fore and there's competition till the last game. Hopefully, there should be a competition because they are evenly matched sides. Hopefully, we'll get to see great games.
Thank you so much, Ram, for joining us. And it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure having you around and getting your insights on a team that you care so much about. It's been an absolute blast, and we hope that you come back and share your thoughts with us again.
Sure. We'll do that. We'll do the section after the IPL or midway through the IPL. We can do that after 7 games.
Brilliant. That was our episode. We will be coming out with other teams as well. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much.